From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. An American woman held hostage in Syria is dead. The confirmation of 26-year-old Kayla Mueller's death by U.S. officials and her family comes 4 days after Islamist State militants said a coalition air raid killed the aid worker. Terrorists claim the woman died when the airstrike hit a building in the Syrian city of Raqqa. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says U.S. intelligence analysts have not determined when or how the woman died after being kidnapped in August 2013. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says his government receives information about U.S.-led airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria, but stresses there is no direct cooperation. Mr. Assad told the BBC in Damascus there are exchanges of messages through third parties such as Iraq, but they do not include tactical information. He said Syria will not join the U.S.-led coalition. The U.S. Embassy in Yemen is closing due to deteriorating security conditions since the resignation of the country's president. A U.S. official who spoke on the condition of anonymity confirmed Tuesday an earlier statement by Yemeni employees at the embassy in Sana'a. President Barack Obama called President Vladimir Putin of Russia on Tuesday to address the escalating violence in eastern Ukraine and Russia's ongoing support for the separatists there. President Obama reiterated America's support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine. Rocket strikes in the eastern Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk on Tuesday hit the headquarters of the military's operation against Russia-backed separatists in residential areas. The Ukrainian National Security and Defense Council says preliminary data shows the rebel rocket attacks killed 15 people. This is VOA News. Russia and Egypt have signed several agreements to reinforce military and economic ties. They were announced at the end of Russian President Vladimir Putin's two-day visit to Cairo. Edward Uranian reports.
The audience applauds Russian President Vladimir Putin and Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi as they agree to strengthen mutual ties in the face of a growing terrorist threat and outside economic pressures. At a news conference Tuesday, the two leaders also announced a nuclear deal to help Egypt develop its power capabilities. Mr. Putin said both sides have agreed to intensify cooperation in various areas, including Russian investments in Egypt, tourism, and cooperation in the battle against terrorism. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The number of deaths from Ebola is now more than 9,150, a sharp increase following weeks in which the outbreak appeared to be weakening. The death toll reported Tuesday by the World Health Organization represents a jump of almost 150 deaths since the agency's last update 3 days earlier. The highest number of new cases are reported in Liberia, followed by Sierra Leone and Guinea. UN Special Envoy on Ebola, Dr. David Nabarro, says the new numbers show the outbreak is not yet under control.
Good progress is being made, but the outbreak still presents a grave threat, and we really hope that there will be no complacency among anybody involved in the response. We have to really work hard to get to what we call zero cases and zero transmission.
The World Health Organization says there is an urgent need to end the outbreak before the wet season begins and access to remote areas becomes more difficult. Italian authorities say at least 29 African migrants have died of hypothermia while crossing the Mediterranean in freezing weather and rough seas. The Italian Coast Guard says all the victims were men from sub-Saharan Africa. Another 76 migrants survived the journey, which began on a tightly packed inflatable boat. Suspected Boko Haram militants from Nigeria have killed some of the passengers they seized from a bus in Cameroon on Monday. A witness tells VOA that the kidnappers killed 7 of the 20 hostages and dumped their bodies on Cameroon's northern boundary with Nigeria. The principal of a government school in the area says the kidnappers freed 3 elderly women and are still holding 10 hostages, including 8 girls ages 11 to 14. And witnesses in central Somalia say at least 12 people were killed and 30 others wounded on Tuesday when a moderate Islamist group clashed with Somali government troops. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.